It is Friday, November 1st, 2019. My name's Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
For only the fourth time in the history of the United States, Congress has voted to impeach a sitting president. Meanwhile, after an 11-day strike, Chicago teachers reach a deal with Mayor Lightfoot. And lastly, Trump announces he's leaving New York so that he can avoid paying taxes as a new resident of Palm Beach, Florida.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
The U.S. House of Representatives on Thursday voted to approve a resolution put forth by Democrats that sets the rules and processes of the official impeachment inquiry aimed at Donald Trump. The final vote of 232-196 was along strict party lines, with just two Democrats voting against the resolution, no Republicans voting in favor, and the chamber's now lone independent Justin Amash voting aye. Chicago public school teachers and their supporters celebrated Thursday after reaching a deal with Mayor Lori Lightfoot that will enable educators to return to classrooms Friday and make up 5 days of missed pay from the 11-day strike. The agreement came out of a two-hour meeting at City Hall between Lightfoot and Chicago Teachers Union President Jesse Sharkey, this according to the Chicago Sun-Times. C2U's governing body voted late Wednesday in favor of the tentative deal, contingent upon the makeup days, and Lightfoot said Thursday morning that she wanted the union to come to the table to compromise on the matter. Chicago's teachers decided to strike after months of negotiations over not only pay and benefits for union members, but also steps the city can take to improve school conditions for students in the nation's third largest district, which serves about 300,000 children.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
Donald Trump announced Thursday night that he's changed his permanent residency from New York State to Florida, a state with an upside-down tax code that disproportionately benefits the wealthy. Trump, who is in the midst of a heated court battle with Manhattan over his tax returns, will be avoiding New York State's top tax rate of nearly 9% and New York City's rate of nearly 4%. New York Times reports that Trump's move will also save money for his heirs when he dies. New York lawmakers were not exactly sad about the president's announcement. Good riddance, tweeted New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. It's not like Donald Trump paid taxes here anyway. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
HuffPo's reporting that Democratic groups have launched a blitz of voting rights lawsuits in three states this week, a sign of how aggressive the party intends to be in challenging voting restrictions ahead of the 2020 elections. The Wall Street Journal reports that a pension fund covering about 90,000 coal workers and their families is on the brink of insolvency, while hundreds of these miners also face losing medical benefits. North Dakota state environmental regulators on Thursday announced that nearly 400,000 gallons of crude oil had leaked out of the controversial Keystone Pipeline, covering about 22,000 square feet of wetlands. The latest spill comes as the company lobbies to build the Keystone XL pipeline that would carry the tar sands crude oil across the United States to refineries in Texas.
Quicker! Quickie!
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Lucy?
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.